Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 23rd. We are starting a new subsection today about the conquest of the Promised Land and early leadership in this new Promised Land. And under Joshua's leadership, Israel will finally enter that land promised way back to Abraham. And then we'll see that God provides judges to rule over the people. And we might be introduced to the fickle nature of the human heart, as if we haven't already realized that in our study of Scripture, and how Israel fails to obey God's commands. These first 3 days, we're going to be looking at Deuteronomy 1, 2, and 3. In the original form, this book was titled Words or Words of Moses, but when it was translated into Greek, it got the title Deuteronomy, which means something like Second Law. So it's a retelling of the law that Moses brought to the people from God. In these first 4 chapters, there's a retelling of chief events of the last 40 years in the wilderness and some exhortations to obedience for the people and warnings against the dangers of forsaking God. Okay, with that, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 1 in the New International Version. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan, that is, in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by the Mount Seir road. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them. This was after he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon. And at Edrei, he had defeated Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. East of the Jordan, in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. At that time I said to you, 'You are too heavy a burden for me to carry alone. The Lord your God has increased your number so that today you are as numerous as the stars in the sky. May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. But how can I bear your problems and your burdens and your disputes all by myself? Choose some wise, understanding, and respected men from each of your tribes, and I will set them over you.' You answered me, 'What you propose to do is good.' So I took the leading men of your tribes, wise and respected men, and appointed them to have authority over you, as commanders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, or of tens, and as tribal officials. And I charged your judges at that time, 'Hear the disputes between your people and judge fairly, whether the case is between 2 Israelites or between an Israelite and a foreigner residing among you. Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of anyone, for judgment belongs to God. Bring me any case too hard for you, and I will hear it.' And at that time I told you everything you were to do. Then, as the Lord our God commanded us, we set out from Horeb and went toward the hill country of the Amorites, through all the vast and dreadful wilderness that you have seen. And so we reached Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, you have reached the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. See, the Lord your God has given you this land. Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Then all of you came to me and said, let us send men ahead to spy out the land for us and bring back a report about the route we are to take and the towns we will come to. The idea seemed good to me, so I selected 12 of you, one man from each tribe. They left and went up to the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and explored it. Taking with them some of the fruit of the land, they brought it down to us and reported, it is a good land that the Lord God is giving us. But you were unwilling to go up. You rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You grumbled in your tents and said, the Lord hates us. So he brought us out of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go? Our brothers have made our hearts melt in fear. They say, the people are stronger and taller than we are. The cities are large, the walls up to the sky. We even saw the Anakites there. Then I said to you, do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes, and in the wilderness. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries his son, all the way you went up until you reached this place. In spite of this, you did not trust the Lord your God, who went ahead of you on your journey, in fire by night and in a cloud by day, to search out places for you to camp and to show you the way you should go. When the Lord heard what you said, he was angry and solemnly swore, no one from this evil generation shall see the good land I swore to give your ancestors, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the land he set his feet on, because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Because of you, the Lord became angry with me also and said, you shall not enter it either, but your assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him, because he will lead Israel to inherit it. And the little ones that you said would be taken captive, your children, who do not yet know good from bad, they will enter the land. I will give it to them, and they will take possession of it. But as for you, turn around and set out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea. Then you replied, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight, as the Lord our God commanded us. So every one of you put on his weapons, thinking it easy to go up into the hill country. But the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up and fight, because I will not be with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. So I told you, but you would not listen. You rebelled against the Lord's command, and in your ignorance, you marched up into the hill country. The Amorites who lived in those hills came out against you. They chased you like a swarm of bees and beat you down from Seir all the way to Hormah. You came back and wept before the Lord, but he paid no attention to your weeping and turned a deaf ear to you. And so you stayed in Kadesh many days, all the time you spent there. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This is just a recount of some of the things that happened when the people were brought out of Egypt through the Red Sea. But it's very sad here at the end that they realize they've sinned against the Lord, and then they weep before the Lord, and it says he paid no attention to their weeping and turned a deaf ear to them. I don't know what to do with that. I'm so grateful that in our concept of God, we can return and weep before Him, and He hears our prayers. I guess there's still the fact that the punishment for our sins remains. We pay consequences, and the people of Israel were paying the consequence for their sin. God had already said, "You will not enter the land." But He didn't kill them, as He had killed many off earlier in plagues and different things. I don't know, it's a lot to wrestle with. But the other thing that stuck out to me is something that is in verse 37. Did you notice how Moses talked about his sin when he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock? He says, "Because of you, the Lord became angry with me also and said, 'You shall not enter it either.'" Just reminds me of the garden. Even here, I think Moses is shifting the blame. And in the Garden of Eden, Adam says, "The woman whom you gave me, she made me do it." And so today, let us just examine our hearts and ask the Lord to help us to see and to own up for our own sin and not to quickly shift the blame onto others. Will you pray with me? Father, as we wrestle with your word, we are saddened by the fact that these Israelites had to wander around the desert for 40 years. And we pray, Lord, that our sin against you would not have such drastic consequences. Lord, please protect us from ourselves. Please help us to see your great work daily. Please help us by your Holy Spirit to be at work with you and to recognize the ways that we are straying. Continue to work in us the fruit of your Spirit, love and joy and peace and patience. Help us to be a support network to our families and our friends and our church. And Lord, as we contemplate the consequences of our sin, help us not to shift the blame onto others, but to own up to what is ours. And so, Lord, we confess before you today the many things that we have left undone and the many things that we have done that have transgressed your will. Please, Lord, cleanse our hearts and help us to live according to your ways and to walk in them, a long walk of obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.